starts, we all the dead inside and outside dads.
The phlegm shall begin. Well, that's all right. I'm still choking down yogurts because of Brazilian steakhouse.
How very Jamie Lee Curtis of you.
Yeah. It's Lady Poop Yogurt.
Nerd Talk, Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah. Hi, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier.
Oh my god.
I'm your not sure what to do with everyone host of Nerd Talk, weekday mornings on 107.7 The End. I'm Gregor. He used to work at Odyssey, and now he skis, and he explained it to us last time, and I didn't understand until I saw a picture representing Spokane, Washington, and all of the sand people out there in the winter. He's Brandon, the Skin Squatch. Hi.
I don't know if I can represent everybody. There's quite a few people I would not want to represent. Well, so,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, leave it at that.
Equally challenging problem from the other side of the country, from Miami, Florida. He's Siege. Hi, bud.
What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing?
Oh man, I've been watching synthesizer videos. I really want to make depressing, like really dark music. And
dude, I know the guy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a like
Hans
an
Zimmer.
80s kid. Yes, Hans Zimmer.
His name is Trent like an Reznor. 80s kid.
Yes. Even better.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's like an 80s kid. He's always like posting these reels that he just like it's almost like an improv thing. He like gives a situation. He's like, "You're a cop in Miami. It's 1986. A child has just run away. During that search, you find all sorts of demons. But then the child emerges victorious."
Right.
He just does a thing. Yeah.
Man, now I want to hear, what's that, Kung Fury? I want to go watch that now.
Kung Fury, yeah.
Hell yes.
About once a year, I put on the whole album and listen to it while I, like, clean the kitchen or whatever, and then I end up just dancing and doing karate more than any actual cleaning, so.
Once a year?
Yeah, probably. Maybe more than that. I don't know. Usually, like, a blog post comes out of me once a year for the station to be like, remember this? Because it still rules.
I feel like there's got to be a, I mean, we just call it, like, 80s synth pop. Is, like, that, would that be the genre that falls into, like, the Kung Fury?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say,
almost like hard synth.
I feel like there's a couple of bands that I've listened to recently that have come up on, like, one of my day lists, for instance.
Yeah.
And I've been like, oh, yeah, like, this is so sweet. But then I'm like, I don't know what genre I would search to find more of this. Yeah. And it's always stuff like Kung Fury and just like synthy head bop and stuff, which is so sweet. None of the actual Kung Fury music has actually come up on that, but
no Mitch Murder.
Yeah,
it's never too late though. Waiting for the day. I got turned on to a group called Above and Beyond, and they put out like a weekly mix show that they do, and it's 2 hours long, and it's called Group Therapy by Above and Beyond. And if you tell that to people who actually like electronic music, they scoff at you. I don't know why. But I love it. It, like, really works for me. It's, like, a genre that's, like, not too, like, EDM, whatever they call the overall umbrella of that, can be, like, a little too ecstasy-y for me. Yeah. Like, a little too, like,
gotcha.
Dumb Miami girl
a little too
for
plur.
Me. Yeah. And so...
Hey, easy.
And so this is, like, this is just a little bit darker than that, enough to the point where I can be like, all right, this is all right. And so it's a worthwhile Spotify search. Maybe I'll even put it on our socials at nerdtalkplus.com.
Yes.
Like a real professional. Now, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, you could let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. Or if your name is Steven and you happen to be brothers of Brandon, you can just chime in directly to him and get your comments read on the show.
Dude, this is... So first of all, he had to share some thoughts about the soup fiasco from last week. So he said, Gregor said, I brought the pot back in my house and there was about an inch of soup left. And my brother says, wow, that's a lot of soup, a respectable amount of soup. Yeah. And if I'm being honest, maybe the soup was a little cold.
Well,
but he would have eaten it. So, but we asked,
I have a microwave, Stephen. I don't know if you understand that or not. I was able to scoop it into a dish and then
he just parks the Subaru outside in the heat.
Just waits. My friend Maria was like, the Stubaru, you mean? And I was like, ah.
Kill it. Nice. Oh. Nice. All right. I quit. Steven, so we did, you guys asked during the annual business meeting that I wasn't invited to.
No, that you didn't attend. Sorry, that you didn't attend.
Yeah, probably that one.
No, you were invited for sure. We were like, can you pod today or tomorrow? Yeah. First we were like, can you pod today? And then you didn't answer.
Oh,
and then we're
right.
Like, could you pod like tonight? And you were like, and then finally last minute you were like, nah, not tonight. We're like, okay, cool. And then so
we even moved in a day just in
case.
Well,
you guys, first of all.
We're remembering it wrong, obviously.
You don't even know the week that I've had, so.
This is 2 weeks ago. How dare you?
Trust me, it's all 1 week to me right now.
Does it have to do with lady poop yogurt or child poop yogurt?
I wish. I would take that problem.
Lady poop yogurt sounds too weird, dude.
Is that a problem?
That's not.
Yeah, it's like yogurt not made out of lady poop. It's just the
yogurt that makes lady poop. I said that in a tweet one time and Jamie Lee Curtis liked it, so I'm going with it.
So you're basically a representative of Activia.
Yes. Can we get that as a sponsor?
Yeah.
Enjoy your lady poop yogurt,
because that is the their next target demographic is just like depressed men with IBS,
like self-induced IBS, like
yeah. It's like those guys tried to see how many chips they could eat in 1 minute.
Man, if you knew how much Brazilian food I've eaten tonight, I mean, yeah, you would definitely know too.
I had homemade nachos for dinner, like a real bachelor.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we made homemade orange chicken.
Oh, what?
So, whoa.
Still going to give me the booze, yeah, but it's pretty good. And we made it. So it's like if you make something, even though it's unhealthy, it's like not unhealthy.
You earned it.
But you guys asked during the annual business meeting for like basically like a producer to join the show,
yeah,
and somebody to who didn't want attention, who wanted to sit here and listen to the quantity of jokes that we make and mark the things and tell us the things that we should remember to say for the socials and stuff like that. Well, my brother Steven says also I would have asked about being your fact checker slash quote producer, because even he knows that that's like way too legit a title for what we're asking for. for the pod that Greg and Siege were talking about when you weren't there. Okay.
Thanks, Steven.
I just figured I wouldn't be suited for it or be able to work the schedule, but shrug emoji, but I definitely thought that I could correct them in real time instead of always just texting Brandon after the fact.
That's what we really need.
Yeah.
He just holds up a hand and he's like, no, you guys got it.
Uh-uh, boys.
All wrong.
Yeah.
Did I lose the light behind me? Oh, man, that's wild.
Oh, you went from purple to gray, just like your soul.
Yeah, well, welcome back to purple, everybody. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, well, can he not make 7:30 Mondays work?
I don't know. We'll have to ask
he's
him.
He's got a kid now, right?
I'm not going to ask him. He's got to listen to this
listen
and then
to
text
the pod.
Me.
Steven, listen to the pod. Text Brandon.
Yeah. Don't you dare reach out to one of us. You reach out to Brandon.
But you have to go through nerdtalkplus.com and find Brandon's socials.
Thank you, yeah.
And then he will never answer you there.
If you, like Steven, are contributing to us via text message, maybe you could also take a minute to write a review. The easiest place, I think the most effective place so far, is Apple Podcasts. Also,
yeah, that's the only place that we can actually read them. Everywhere else just likes to hide them for their own enjoyment.
Spotify, you can rank it if you're listening there. Thanks so much for that. I assume we're seeing a bunch of numbers because it came up on people's end of the year Spotify rap lists. So
yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, so thanks for that. That's real helpful. But yeah, if you could leave us a 5-star review, that would be awesome. And if we get any new ones, we'll be sure to read them on the pod when we remember to do that, or when we remember to check in advance. Bringing us to the topic of Siege. Did you happen to check in advance?
No, I didn't check in advance. I'm actually trying to do that right now, but it's being slow. Brandon's shaking his head no.
All right.
Yeah, there's no.
Well, if you need to find us...
Wow, Brandon checking. Brandon, maybe you should take that job back.
Guys, can I take a quick pause for a second?
Yeah. What do you want for breakfast, baby juice?
Yeah.
I don't juice kids.
Did you hear the whole thing?
All of it.
That's awesome. Including us talking about how big a dick you have?
Yeah, dude. For now.
For now? Oh, for so you get cut off. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
Are you going to totally cut off or just like parts of it?
Just like the
he's having a relief carved from it. He'll tell a story about his family lineage.
A spit valve. They're going to put an escutcheon in, is what those are called, so I can store things on the little dick shelf that is created.
Amazing.
Well, we definitely went to break and came back to that, so that was awesome.
I just wanted to share that I knew the word escutcheon.
Yeah, I could have said triglyph. That's usually at the top of the Greek temples where there's like a triangular shape because of how they built the roof, and so they tell a story there or whatever.
I used escutcheon wrong.
Oh, nerd talk. Boo. Fail. You didn't even need Steven to tell you that.
Well, that's all right. He'll still text you and let you know.
Yeah, please do, Steven, via nerdtalkplus.com. What was the word that you got right the other day, Brandon, that you were so proud of? Because I still...
Oh, it was trigonometry.
Nah.
What?
It wasn't trigonometry, though.
No? Nah. Well, it was something math-related, right? It was when you... Oh, shoot. It was when you take two... when you're trying to convert units of one thing into units of another thing.
Yeah.
That is called...
Math.
Yeah, math. Nailed it. That is called Google.
That's the word I know.
Gosh, what is that called?
If you don't know, feel free to go back like three episodes.
Yeah.
And listen to the whole thing over again, just for the one time that Brandon uses it. And then the next episode where Steven tells him he used it right, even after he used it wrong.
Yeah. It's good. Okay. So, dudes, we're fans of chips. This show has oftentimes dived into flavor combinations.
Divin?
We've divin into flavor combinations. The ones that I love to hate.
Stoichiometry.
What does it mean again?
It's converting units into other units.
It definitely wasn't trigonometry. It was definitely...
I don't know. It sounds Russian to me.
Stoichiometry.
It's close.
It probably is Russian, I bet.
Oh.
Yeah. Or maybe Latin. Okay. Now, I have another flavor combination, and you know that I love to hate them when someone takes something like, say, Kraft mac and cheese and makes an ice cream out of it. And, like, I still want to try that because I bet you it would be surprisingly good. But then the ramen flavor Joan sodas, that doesn't sound like there's any chance of that. So this week in flavor combinations we don't need, food scientists have taken a very mysterious, arduous trip to the Hidden Valley to bring us tastes of ranch and buffalo sauce. But what's the twist? What could we do to ruin ranch and buffalo sauce? What would you put it into to make it weird, gentlemen?
Brandon's butt.
Okay. That would make it weird because he's already using lady butt yogurt or whatever it was called.
Lady poop yogurt.
Thank you. So.
Ranch. But I'm going to be honest.
I mean, ranch and buffalo sounds awesome.
I'm not a fan
awesome.
Of buffalo sauce, so I'm ranch.
It's I usually go sauce. For blue cheese when cat, I do the buffalo, food. But cat food, yes.
Yeah.
It's cat food.
Facial scrub.
The lovely folks at Burt's Bees have teamed up with the Hidden Valley to create a four-flavor lineup of chapstick, I guess, lip balm.
Okay.
Now, the flavors, like, see, you already pointed out a great thing for me that I'm like kind of upset with them about. Does Hidden Valley not do blue cheese? Because there's not a blue cheese flavor.
I don't know. I think they're kind of known for the ranch. Like all I can think of are the commercials.
This is why we need a producer.
Hidden Valley ranch is like the little.
We need a producer googling while I'm asking these questions that I'm killing to make up myself.
I feel like buffalo flavored chapstick is a valley that was meant to remain hidden.
No.
Dudes, it's there. You can buy, at least you can buy Hidden Valley Blue Cheese Mix.
Ooh, okay.
It's a dry mix that you add to wet, I'm guessing, I don't know, and then you make sauce out of it or whatever.
You add the dry to the wet,
and then you mix it up.
Yeah, and then you got, and then you make it and add some beeswax to it, and you've got lip balm. Gross.
Mm.
So anyway, the two flavors that make sense to me for this are ranch. Okay, I can get there, but like purists, of course, are going to say blue cheese is what you're supposed to have with your buffalo wings, right? It's football season. We got the big game coming up. So you want your buffalo wings. We eat like a billion of them every Super Bowl Sunday or whatever. You want your ranch or blue cheese. I don't know how I feel about the other two flavors, though. carrot is one of the four pack. I mean, at least like carrot juice is sweet, you know, and like when you're dieting, you're not supposed to have carrots because there's too much sugar. So I get that. But then celery is the fourth one.
Okay. They're just trying. They're putting the accoutrement with the buffalo wings is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make like a whole thing. Who, first off, I don't know many people who eat the carrot or the celery.
I mean, every time
I get the order of wings,
every time I
always extra veggie. You always do? Extra veggie.
Well, see, there's your vegetables for the week.
Thank you for recognizing that. It's important that how healthy I am. Okay, yeah, I had nachos for dinner, but I had a salad yesterday, and then you know, next weekend I'll have another. That's how it goes. Yeah, but the idea.
I mean, I would definitely make out with buffalo or like the ranch.
Well, you've already said where it goes, so I would watch what you say there, because you and Brandon are about to get a lot more intimate here.
I mean, I love Brandon. He knows this.
Brandon, you own a bidet yet?
I'm about to know too much. Yeah. Oh, man.
Did you convert your wall gun into a bidet? Just fill it up with water and give your butt a shot?
I would kill for a wall bidet gun.
How do you feel about bidets?
Big fan.
Do you have one?
Yeah, big fan. No, I don't. So here's the
$50.
I know. Well, so I feel like if I'm going to go for a bidet, and maybe you'll be able to correct me if I'm a little mistaken here. So I feel like if I'm going to go for a bidet, like I don't want to half ass it. I want to, well, it's a bidet, so you can't ever really half
baby. Butthole ass it.
Yeah. No, so I feel like if I'm going to do it, I want to go for like, I mean, I've pooped on like some of the finest bidets at this point. And so now to think about
bidets,
but I pooped on some of toilets with the finest bidets, the toilet in it.
You know, a fine washlet when you see one, like I get it.
Yeah. And so my thing is if I get one of these, like these ones that you just attach to the already existing toilet that you have, and it just sprays cold water on your beehole, like that's not going to do it. Like that's just going to feel, every time it happens, despite how nice it is, it's going to feel like a big disappointment. And so, and like I live in 113 year old house at this point. And so, just the idea of like every time you want to do anything with like plumbing or remodel, it's just a whole thing,
a butthole,
right?
Please.
And so it's a butthole thing, and so I'm holding out on the bidet until I got a newer than like until I've got a house that was like built for people in this century.
This is like
they have like a little warming thing for like the bidet type sprayers, or is that like just something that's not
okay? You guys are lucky to be talking to me about this, because I am a bidet aficionado,
bidet enthusiast.
I say bidet mate a lot when I'm talking about these on the radio. Okay. One, I the missus and I, we do themed Christmas presents every year.
Nice.
And one year it was like pampering type things, right? Like I chose that word on purpose. And so I got her like this mirror that she wanted, that's a light up mirror that like, so she could look at her stupid eyebrows or whatever, right? And days before Christmas, I was like, I can't believe that people use these cold water bidets like animals. I would never, like, that sounds awful. Like, you guys are the worst. And she was like, oh, right. Yes, the worst. And then so she started crying. And I was like, what are you crying about? And she was like, I think you figured out my Christmas present and I got the wrong thing. And I was like, no matter what, you didn't get the wrong thing, because I'll be pumped about it. And she was like, no. You hate the thing that I... And I was like, did I just shit on your bidet? And so she was like, yeah. Well, one of my clients... we were talking about it, and he got the $30 bidet from wherever, from Lowe's, and he thinks you're crazy for thinking you need warm water. It makes absolutely no difference at all. And I was like, oh, I'll be the judge. Whoa. it makes literally no difference. It is not too cold. It does not make your balls shrink up into your body. It makes zero difference. I know you can doubt me from your doesn't have experience land, okay? But
I have pooped in toilets with cold water bidets in Thailand, and also like the super nice stuff at like a Four Seasons resort in Hawaii. And there is enough of a difference to me where, having experienced both at this point, I'm going to take the warm water one if I can do
it. Okay. So same, dog. I've also had the same experiences at like a Four Seasons in Tokyo. Okay. Like I've been there, and I've experienced the, you know, where you walk in and it opens and starts playing music for you. And it's like, you know, there's like a hole that you put. Wait, that's a different hotel.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, that's Siege's favorite hotel. It's in Little Tokyo, Miami.
We've got one in the International District in Seattle, too. Yeah.
But it is... So the other option that you have is that you buy a $200 to $300 version, and it either takes batteries, or you run it to the GFCI protected outlet, and it will warm the seat and the water for you, which is something you can do. Just a few $100 or whatever, fine. But having been a person who was like one of the most exciting parts about going to Japan was getting to use their silly toilets. And I came back being like, for years, I couldn't afford the, you know, $200, $300, $400 bidet for home. And then I put this thing on and I was like, I get why you'd want the fancy one, but rubbing poop around on your butt with a piece of paper is not. Like, the scope from warm to cold to paper rubbing is, like, you like at 90%. I mean, like, cold water is a 90% clean and comfort. Warm water is 100% clean and comfort. Toilet paper smooshing the poops around is, like, 4%.
For the record, yes. I agree with you. Woo-hoo. Because I do know, like, even the worst bidet I've ever used... even the worst bidet I've ever used, which was like one of those ones in Thailand that wasn't even a bidet, it was just like a hose next to the toilet that you were supposed to like point under yourself.
Drink for me, spray for you. Drink for me, spray for you.
Yes.
And even that was like, okay. But I think what it is like, we're in the middle of winter, and in Spokane, it's like regularly, you know, under... Zero.
These are lies you tell yourself to not do it. These are lies that you're convincing yourself on. It's like, I don't need therapy. I'm obviously very happy. Googles how to buy a handgun. Like, it's like a... It's that type of thing. Well, no. It's just because it's that time of year that I feel bad. I just have sads. It's definitely not, like, mental... And I joke about that or whatever, but this is, like, from experience. I'm not... If you're triggered by that, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. But that is a real-life example of being... Of deceiving oneself, in my case, me, about that. So, yeah, it's like, I don't need a bidet. Because... It does. It's too cold out. I don't want cold water, or it's not the hot water one, or I don't have the money. No, stop. Both of you, stop it. Get a bidet. The end.
I mean,
like, if I buy you one, will you install it? If I send it to your house, if I send it to Brandon Bonezone Griffith, will you install it?
Hell yeah!
I gotta figure out. I gotta figure out like what bathroom my wife would allow me. No, don't buy me. I will buy a bidet, but like. I feel like you're about to be like, buy a bidet, use Gregor 10 at checkout to get 10% off of your
credit. I have tried. Like, I have made pitch videos. Like, we've gone the extent to do this.
Bidegger, first of all.
Thank you. Yeah, like, all I want is for Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical to be like...
Stop freaking call Beacon.
Yeah, exactly. Be like,
I'm glad that you used their full Christian name.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want them to be like advertising with us and have me be like, hey, I'm Gregor, and if you're too afraid of your 113-year-old house's pipes not holding up when you install a bidet, I've got the team to do it. Tell them Gregor 10 at checkout.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I want that more than anything. So, yeah.
That's amazing. You guys should definitely.
Brandon, I love you. I'm sorry for yelling at you, but it's for your own good.
No, I think my wife would kill me if I tried one more thing.
What do you mean tried one more thing? Having a clean butt?
No, she's like, gosh, you got to stop trying all this working on yourself stuff.
She just
first you're going
broken,
to therapy.
Man.
First you're going to therapy. Then you're splashing cold water on your butt. Where does it stop?
Ask her if she thinks it's easier to hose down the carpet in the living room or to or to get peanut butter out of the carpet with a dry paper towel.
Thank you. Thank you. So
I'm trying to figure out right now, like in the middle of potty training a 2-year-old, how to get a bidet attached to these little like squatty potties that are sitting next to my toilet in the bathroom right
oh,
now.
Oh, dude, I got a tip for you on that too. Toilet seat,
new baby.
Buy the toilet seat with the built-in little seat inside of it, so you could open both and use it like an adult, or you can close, or you can just bring down the one. He'll love it because he has his own thing to do. It like worked really well for us. Yeah. Potty training was a disaster, but he loved
it. We have one, and we were using it, and then he 3 days ago broke his foot, so has not been able to like climb up or down off of things very because his tiny little meaty foot. The problem is he broke it, and he's already got like these like, I call them slabs of meat for feet. And so my wife looks at it and she was like, we need to take him to the ER. It's swelling. I'm like, how do you know? His feet are already just like
Mom knows.
Massive. Like when he runs around, it just sounds like somebody's like hitting a bunch of top sirloin against the hardwood floor.
Like a duck going by.
yeah. And so I was like, that's not swollen. That's just him. That's
just meat foot over there.
How about the nonstop crying?
Yeah, I mean, he was like walking on it. I don't know. We took him in and it was broken, and they put him in a boot that was like way too big because they don't make them small enough for a kid that's 50
it's
in the 50th percentile.
Size boot.
and then of course, like the week, they're like, okay, first thing on Monday morning, take him into the children's hospital here in Spokane and have them look at it, and they'll put a cast on it. And we take him in and they're like, ah, he's fine. He'll walk on it. It'll heal. He's a baby.
You're like, that's how you do it, huh? So,
Yeah. So it is broken, but also he was fine.
Now, this is, I assume that he broke it by kicking his younger sibling after he watched his dad learn how to like kick him. He was like, now I'll take it out on you, defenseless one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what did you do to your baby? Did you throw them?
He's got to learn to be tough. Like, this is the, I just had him kick the same spot on my knee 1,000 times until he was ready.
Is he ready for Bloodsport?
It was a rage toss.
He's ready for Bloodsport.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, very nice.
Well, over the weekend, the pre-order started for the maybe the dumbest looking thing since Google Glass, the Apple Vision Pro, which is there. Oh. It's definitely not VR, but it's a VR headset, but it incorporates some outside sight as well. And then when you put it down, when you put the visor down, there's displays and little cameras inside of the VR goggles that take pictures of your eyeballs and then display them on the outside of the unit, so it makes you look really creepy. They'll set you back only $3,500, and 180,000 people made pre-orders of these things at $3,500. Someone pointed out that that's really not that impressive because Apple currently has a 1.2 billion person user base of like current users of their products, and so it's like 0.007% of their user base was activated into doing it, but they had like 80,000 planned units for launch, and then they're going to, you know, now they're gonna have to get those child laborers together to get them going faster to make more for getting them out
at
there.
$3,500, hell yeah. There's only going to be like 0.07% of it, but damn.
It's like 0.007 of a percent. Like, it's,
oh my God.
Yeah. So,
billions to
you can read it in gadget.com if you want to see more about it. I didn't just make this up, Stephen. But, I can't. Like, I started Googling, and like, have you guys done VR at all? Brandon, did you do it like when it was at the office and stuff? Or
yeah, I only did it for a second in the office, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then I find myself streaming on TikTok, people playing VR games, and they have like the split screen. One is them with their goggles on, you know, being lost in the world. You could just come up and like definitely, you know, put things. Unspeakable Bantam. Things into their belly buttons, and they would never know that it was
corn dog.
What's that?
Corn dog.
Yeah, corn dog. Thank you.
Concho.
good callback, dude. That's good. but it's like watching people play like racing games and stuff like that, where you're like looking at the, you're like driving, and you look at the corner of your eye, and you can see the other car. That's really cool, and it's really fun. If it is a little, like I said, when you get corn dogged. It does take you out of the universe a little too much, so maybe AR is the right answer, where you're like still seeing the active world, but also...
So it's like augmented reality also, or...
I don't know. It's called like spatial reality or something like that. So it's like a little bit of some and some of the other. At launch, this...
I mean, it sounds like augmented reality is branded by, or like trademarked by somebody else, and Apple doesn't want to.
But HTC has like augmented reality or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds
didn't Facebook did Metaverse and then just absolutely boned the guy who actually copyrighted the word?
Yeah, he's a Seattle author. what's his name? He wrote Seven Eves, and I think I have one of his books right here. Anyway, Neil Stephenson is his name. What'd you say?
Mark Zuckerberg is the canonical owner of Metaverse. Sorry, excuse me. Book.
What was I thinking?
What this sounds like is you're paying $3,500 to get like that little feature on the IKEA website that you can select a table and see how it looks in your house. Yeah. So like you're like looking around your house and it's like, oh, check this out. Now I've got a nuclear weapon. Let's see what that looks like in front of the TV. Or, you know.
Or now I've got a Weedle where my wiener usually is. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Start throwing actual Pokeballs in the house. Just destroy your living room.
So you go to IKEA and like the IKEA website, they could say, look at how this carpet looks in your living room. And then you can go to the Pokemon Go website. They go, look how this Weedle looks on your bone.
Exactly. See, Brandon gets it. But like if you're going to get a VR headset, I just kind of Googled and like I don't know, CNET or one of these was like, oh, the Meta 3 is the best one you can buy. And that's $500. And so you could buy 7 Meta 3s and be able to have the same experience for 6 of your friends that you would get for buying the Apple product that looks... I mean, like, remember, have you ever seen like an iPhone 1 or 2 now and they look ridiculous? It has that vibe to it that in 5 years you're going to be like, oh my god, they're so dumb for doing that.
I can't tell like in the pictures because this is honestly the first time I'm hearing
what?
Of it. Like I can't. Yeah, I'm so
no. It's amazing. It's good because you are like plugged in and stuff, but it's like that's wild.
Yeah, like it doesn't look like with the. Like with the Meta 3 and like most like the Oculus and all that kind of stuff, right? Like they're you have the headpiece, like the goggles, and then you've got like the little, I don't know what you call them, like the little wands or the things,
the little
like
hand controllers.
Your little hand controllers that you have to, like, does the Apple, I don't see in any of the photos that the Apple one has anything like that. So is it just like fully spatial, like can it pick up
your hands?
I'm
pretty sure I've actually seen they just had a commercial with it, I think during like the NFL playoffs or something, mm-hmm. like some huge release thing, but I'm pretty sure I remember seeing people with like hand things course, you know, Apple, they're going to be sold separately so you can do that
and a dongle.
Yeah, and a dongle. Multiple
see how
dongles.
This Weedle looks on your dongle.
You're gonna have two hands full of dongles. So
yeah, it's like it's the thing with all of this stuff is like even with the like with the AirPods, right? Like I actually really like the AirPods. I didn't ever have Bluetooth headphones for a long time, and then I started using AirPods, and I'm on the phone a lot for work, and so it's great. I like love being able to not have my hand up all the time because I'm a weak little noodle arm boy. It's already inconvenient sometimes if like I don't like being the guy that's like walking around all the time when I'm not on the phone with the AirPods in my ears, because just I don't like being like that. And so I've got the AirPods in the case in my pocket, and then somebody calls me and it's like, oh, I gotta fish them out of my pocket and undo them and, you know, hope the person doesn't hang up by the time I've got the stuff in my ears and whatever. Like this Apple Vision Pro thing looks like I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it'll get used a lot of different ways, but it seems like with the augmented reality, 95% of what it will be. But the 69% of what it will be.
Thank you.
They
420.
But like,
Canadian.
It seems like you're going to use it as like an extension of your computer or as like a replacement for your computer. Like, it looks like the way that they're trying to pitch it is like, oh, this is going to be the thing that you wear around. Like, everybody's gonna be walking around wearing ski goggles everywhere they go.
Everyone's Daft Punk.
Googling, hold on a second.
Yeah, like there was
an
old
you drive with a VR headset.
Oh,
according to Google, yes. Although you may end up feeling quite disoriented with the motions of the car not lining up with what you're doing in VR, kind of like traditional motion sickness. Okay.
Oh, I wonder if they mean like if you wear like if you wear one in the car as a passenger. Like if somebody wanted to like game in the passenger
seat. This literally says you can drive with it, but the actions in your vision will not immediately match up
you with can the motions drive with
that
you're
doing. There may be
you
a
will die, but you can.
It's like on the radio how you get like a 7 second delay or something like that. You're coming up to a stop sign. You've already blown through it, but then after you're already through, you hit the brake, and the people following you just slam behind you.
Is this the future you want, Apple?
You can use this sword to slice at your neck, but you will die. Like it's, yeah. It feels like that type of like.
Yeah. I guess you.
Yes,
could.
This chainsaw will slice your bananas, but
it'll also slice your banana, your Weedle,
yeah. Your dongle. Yeah.
Anyway, I would absolutely want to try it immediately. I think it would be fun because I love VR. I think it's super cool. One time we had some sort of tech show that happened for Odyssey, the group, and someone brought in the drone flying goggles that you can wear.
Sweet.
And Siege looks like he's about to blow somebody, or I don't know.
Following up on that, I just scrolled down a little bit further, and it says new law in California. It's going to be called the other DWI, driving while immersed, because of a Stanford University study showing the delay and the reactions and everything else like that. They're probably going to outlaw driving with VR or AR or whatever.
Stay out of my way, government.
It's a damn shame.
That's never going to pass in
Florida.
You
take my VR goggles when you pry them from my cold, dead eyeballs.
They're gonna. Well, over the weekend, the pre-order started for maybe the dumbest looking thing since Google Glass, the Apple Vision Pro, which is there. Oh. It's definitely not VR, but it's a VR headset, but it incorporates some outside sight as well. And then when you put it down, when you put the visor down, there's displays and little cameras inside of the VR goggles that take pictures of your eyeballs and then display them on the outside of the unit, so it makes you look really creepy. They'll set you back only $3,500, and 180,000 people made pre-orders of these things at $3,500. Someone pointed out that that's really not that impressive because Apple currently has a 1.2 billion person user base of like current users of their products, and so it's like 0.007% of their user base was activated into doing it, but they had like 80,000 planned units for launch, and then they're going to, you know, now they're going to have to get those child laborers together to get them going faster to make more for getting them out
at
there.
$3,500, hell yeah. Yeah, there's only going to be like 0.07% of it, but damn.
It's like 0.007 of a percent. Like it's,
oh my God.
Yeah. So,
billions to
you can read it at Engadget.com if you want to see more about it. I didn't just make this up, Stephen. But, I can't. Like, I started Googling, and, like, have you guys done VR at all? Brandon, did you do it, like, when it was at the office and stuff, or?
Yeah, I only did it for a second in the office, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then I find myself streaming on TikTok, people playing VR games, and they have, like, the split screen. One is them with their goggles on, you know, being lost in the world. You could just come up and, like, definitely, you know, put things, unspeakable Bantam. Things into their belly buttons, and they would never know that it was
corn
dog. What's that?
Corn dog.
Yeah, corn dog. Thank you.
Concho.
Good callback, dude. That's good. Yeah, but it's like watching people play like racing games and stuff like that, where you're like looking at the, you're like driving and you look at the corner of your eye and you can see the other car. That's really cool, and it's really fun. If it is a little, like I said, when you get corndogged, it does take you out of the universe a little too much. So maybe AR is the right answer, where you're like still seeing the active world, but also.
So it's like augmented reality also, or.
I don't know. It's called like spatial reality or something like that. So it's like a little bit of some and some of the other. At launch,
I mean, augmented reality is branded by, or like trademarked by somebody else, and Apple doesn't want to.
But HTC has augmented reality or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds
Didn't Facebook did Metaverse and then just absolutely boned the guy who actually copyrighted the work?
Yeah, he's a Seattle author. what's his name? He wrote Seven Eves, and I think I have one of his books right here. Anyway, Neil Stevenson is his name. What'd you say?
Mark Zuckerberg is the canonical owner of Metaverse.
Sorry, excuse
the book.
What was I thinking?
What this sounds like is you're paying $3,500 to get like that little feature on the IKEA website that you can select a table and see how it looks in your house. Yeah. So like you're like looking around your house and it's like, oh, check this out. Now I've got a nuclear weapon. Let's see what that looks like in front of the TV. Or, you know.
Or now I've got a Weedle where my wiener usually is. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Start throwing actual Pokeballs in the house. Just destroy your living room.
So you go to IKEA and like the IKEA website, they could say, look at how this carpet looks in your living room. And then you can go to the Pokemon Go website. They go, look how this Weedle looks on your bone.
Exactly. See, Brandon gets it. But like if you're going to get a VR headset, I just kind of Googled and like I don't know, CNET or one of these was like, oh, the Meta 3 is the best one you can buy. And that's $500. And so you could buy 7 Meta 3s and be able to have the same experience for 6 of your friends that you would get for buying the Apple product that looks, I mean, like, remember, have you ever seen like an iPhone 1 or 2 now and they look ridiculous? Yeah. It has that vibe to it that in 5 years you're going to be like, oh my God, they're so dumb for doing that.
I can't tell like in the pictures because this is honestly the first time I'm hearing of it.
It's amazing. It's good because you are like plugged in and stuff, but it's like that's wild.
Yeah, like it doesn't look like with the. Like with the Meta 3 and like most like the Oculus and all that kind of stuff, right? Like they're you have the headpiece, like the goggles, and then you've got like the little, I don't know what you call them, like the little wands or the things,
the little hand controllers.
Your little hand controllers that you have to, like, does the Apple, I don't see in any of the photos that the Apple one has anything like that. So is it just like fully spatial, like can it pick up
your hands?
I'm
pretty sure I've actually seen they just had a commercial with it, I think during like the NFL playoffs or something, mm-hmm. like some huge release thing, but I'm pretty sure I remember seeing people with like hand things of course, you know, Apple, they're going to be sold separately so you can do that
and a dongle.
Yeah, and a dongle. Multiple
see how
dongles.
This Weedle looks on your dongle.
You're gonna have two hands full of dongles. So
yeah, it's the thing with all this stuff is like even with the with the AirPods, right? Like I actually really like the AirPods. I didn't ever have Bluetooth headphones for a long time, and then I started using AirPods, and I'm on the phone a lot for work, and so it's great. I like love being able to not have my hand up all the time because I'm a weak little noodle arm boy, and it's already inconvenient sometimes if like I don't like being the guy that's like walking around all the time when I'm not on the phone with the AirPods in my ears, because just I don't like being like that. And so I've got the AirPods in the case in my pocket, and then somebody calls me and it's like, oh, I gotta fish them out of my pocket and undo them and, you know, hope the person doesn't hang up by the time I've got the stuff in my ears and whatever. Like this Apple Vision Pro thing looks like I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it'll get used a lot of different ways, but it seems like with the augmented reality, 95% of what it will be. But the 69% of what it will be.
Thank you.
They 420. But like,
Canadian.
It seems like you're going to use it as like an extension of your computer or as like a replacement for your computer. Like, it looks like the way that they're trying to pitch it is like, oh, this is going to be the thing that you wear around. Like, everybody's going to be walking around wearing ski goggles everywhere they go.
Everyone's Daft Punk.
Googling. Hold on a second.
Yeah, like there was
Can
an old...
you drive with a VR headset?
Oh,
according to Google, yes. Although you may end up feeling quite disoriented with the motions of the car not lining up with what you are doing in VR, kind of like traditional motion sickness. Okay.
Oh, I wonder if they mean like if you wear one in the car as a passenger, like if somebody wanted to like game in the passenger seat.
This literally says you can drive with it, but the actions in your vision will not immediately match up
with
the motions
drive
that
with
you
it.
Are doing. There may be
you
a
will die, but you can.
It's like on the radio how you get like a 7 second delay or something like that. You're coming up to a stop sign. You've already blown through it, but then after you're already through, you hit the brake. And the people following you just slam by you.
Is this the future you want, Apple?
You can use this sword to slice at your neck, but you will die. Like it's, yeah. It feels like that type of like.
Yeah. I guess you
yes,
could.
This chainsaw will slice your bananas, but
it'll also slice your banana, your Weedle,
yeah. Your dongle. Yeah.
Anyway, I would absolutely want to try it immediately. I think it would be fun because I love VR. I think it's super cool. One time we had some sort of tech show that happened for Odyssey, the group, and someone brought in the drone flying goggles that you can wear.
Sweet.
And Siege looks like he's about to blow somebody, or I don't know.
Following up on that, I just scrolled down a little bit further, and it says new law in California. It's going to be called the other DWI, driving while immersed, because of a Stanford University study showing the delay and the reactions and everything else like that. They're probably going to outlaw driving with VR or AR or whatever.
Stay out of my way, government.
It's a damn shame.
That's never going to pass in
Florida.
You take
Florida. My VR goggles when you pry them from my cold, dead eyeballs.
They're going to, in Florida, they're going to insist that you wear them to drive?
Yeah. If you don't wear them, you're just afraid.
Show those demon crafts who's boss.
You listen to only Fauci? Thing
that we'll trick you into pretending that you don't live in this hellscape.
Using those Fauci eyeballs.
Fauci eyes, I like it.
Fauci balls.
Fauci balls. You're just afraid.
Now, a problem with these is that at launch, there will be no YouTube or Netflix app support, so you can't even like use them on an airplane to show off how much money you have and then like entertain yourself. So it's...
It's going to entertain yourself. It's going to be...
I bought my Kinect.
I can't see them, so they can't see me.
Yeah. There's literally going to be some dude just like cranking it in the middle seat, like with goggles on, having no idea anybody around him, except for all the
he'll have the $500 headphones on, man. He won't know.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh my god, I'll have that full Dyson setup, the one that clears the air around your mouth too, and the noise canceling.
Looks like Darth the Vader VR jerking off like. Well, speaking of space, good for NASA. They finally cracked open that OSIRIS-REx space container thing. It's been months.
It's about goddamn time.
Since it landed in the desert, and they've been too worried that they were going to screw it up by forcing it open, but it turns out traveling through space and through the atmosphere makes it hard to... You know what they should have done is installed one of the Boeing doors on the OSIRIS-REx mission, and then it would just pop right off. About 10,000 feet.
You don't have to force anything open. You just got to be very gentle and very soft. Yeah. Just like... talk sweetly to it.
Yeah, maybe they didn't use their deep voice when they're like, come on, baby, open up.
Run your finger around the rim just a little bit.
Then you start working
I'm
on that.
Stop right there.
Start working on that buffalo sauce after that.
Brandon prefers ranch.
I do.
Just wait till you flip him over and you realize that he's been dunking in milk. For anyone who this is their first episode, oh my god,
Dunkaroos!
Like, go back like 35 episodes and listen to Brandon talk about getting spicy peen or spicy ween is what we called it, I think, at the time.
Can you imagine if they opened this this OSIRIS-REx thing and it turned out like every time capsule that's ever been opened in the history of forever, and it's just a bunch of like wet paper and dirt.
There's like a Miley Cyrus CD in there. They're like, how did this happen?
Teen Beat from 1994.
And then the guy on the airplane, he's like, what did you say about Beat? Like, come in.
It's just Darth Groper or whatever he is.
Darth Bader.
Yeah, there you go, Darth Bader. Yeah. That's it. So it turns out what they found in there was a bunch of dirt from a asteroid. It wasn't anything too surprising, but they didn't contaminate
it. So exactly what they wanted to get.
Yeah, they got more than they wanted as well, by a factor of almost two, I think, because of the material that got caught on the outside of the capsule as it went down and hammered the thing and scooped it up. What's the thing where you hit the table and then you try and, like, jacks or something like that, where you bounce the ball and try and scoop up the things?
Yeah.
The jacks?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Just jacking
it. Punch into the thing, and then as all the stuff is flying away, they grab it with their robot claw thing. But all the stuff that got stuck to it, another 2.7 grams of material, made the journey back home or whatever. So they've got a bunch that they're going to share over
time. You know the street value of that asteroid dust?
Man, dude. Watch out, man. He's on asteroid dust.
Yes.
So,
followed up by my bone chips.
So anyway, it's good job, NASA, finally being able to get that. And now I don't know what they intend to do with that exactly, other than understand the origin of the solar system or perhaps universe.
Fines.
But I guess that's cool. It sounded cool to me when I saw the picture of it being open and everything, and like it looks pretty neat or whatever. But I guess saying that a robot found some dirt and brought it here is not as cool as I thought it was.
I mean, it was originally sent there because that was viewed as potentially the former molten core of what was a planet that got basically destroyed and turned into asteroids. It should have been the planet in between what Mars and or us and Mars,
potentially,
or
even a potentially was. Even a piece of Mars, or the reason why Mars never grew to the size that it was supposed to, that you would expect from where it is in our solar system,
because it was kept in a smaller tank.
It's wild.
This just seems, this is like so, like, this always feels like the real-life version of popular movies is always way lamer, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you got actually bitten by a radioactive spider, you'd probably just get cancer. Yeah. And
I've got lymphoma!
Yeah. But, like, if you... like, this is like Armageddon, except you actually did the mining that they sent the miners to space to do. Like, it's not to blow anything up. No, they're just going to collect some rocks and some dirt.
And Affleck like, doesn't scream "I love you" at you as he's flying away.
Yeah,
guys, I haven't seen Armageddon.
That's the only part I won't. What? That was one of those movies. That was one of those movies that my ex-wife, every single time it was on playing somewhere, and I will assure you that Armageddon is playing somewhere right now. That you could just flip through the channels, and if she saw it on the guide, she'd just be like, "Boom, that's it. We're watching it."
That's like that and Pearl Harbor, always on TV.
Yeah. Man, there were a lot of movies that were always on TV all the time. But those two are like taking the cake.
It was
right
now. What's the one where the Will Ferrell is going streaking?
Old School.
Yeah.
Old School.
That was always on. What's her name? That Ellen Pompeo, was that who that was in that? God.
Whew.
Yeah. That was a thing for me at the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the lady from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, she went on to be on Grey's Anatomy, but before that, she was Mitch's crush. Yeah, see, I pulled back. Yeah, good job.
So he hasn't seen Armageddon, but he is making deep cut Ellen Pompeo references to Old School.
I think we can all understand who the real Darth Bader is. No, even the part with the no, I'm on pills. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Nope. Just a
nope.
No. Well, this hurts now. All right, bye. I wish.
It's a little dust cough.
It's not a lack of production, Siege. It's
damn it.
All right, well, that's a little too much information about me. Yeah. Okay.
No.
So this is where we need a producer.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. Oh yeah, you can milk.
Sorry.
So this is I just got this image of the guy from Waterboy, the coach that's the Cajun guy, and like at the end he's got pierced nipples.
Oh yeah.
Just like,
who's that? Brian Doyle Murray?
Yeah. Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah.
Ellen Pompeo.
I wish it was Ellen Pompeo rubbing her nips on a thing. That'd be badass. That Amy Smart, I really overalls. Liked Amy Smart too. She was in the movie where, oh yeah, Boston or Austin, Massachusetts. What was that one? Road Trip.
Austin, yeah, Road Trip. Yeah.
So I can pull a few things. Yeah, you know. Anyway,
it's a good one though.
Nothing that you would call cinema. Let's put it that way. All right.
What's that?
Brandon's deep in investigation.
Breckenmeyer right classic was amazing. Did you never see Road Trip, Brandon?
No, I've never seen Old School.
You know what? What is wrong with you?
Whoa!
Oh, where's this reaction to Armageddon or 95% of other movies that exist?
Because we know Greg doesn't see movies. Like when you don't know Old School, that's just.
I'm sorry. You're I don't my see boy movies. Blue. I see film.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. We go to the theatre.
Brandon will see dead
R-E.
People.
I spell it with an R-E, so.
I literally only watch Short Circuit on repeat.
What a film.
Short Circuit 2.
The circus kick your balls into outer space.
Out of space. All
right. Well.
Brandon's pissed. Look at him.
Yeah, I just... The reaction to Old School has really got me flustered, you guys.
Hey, you're my boy, Blue.
I'm blown away. I'm not mad at you, though, because I can't be, because I have no ground to stand on. But
That even came out during a time where I was like every young college-age white man, way too into Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Like... All of the movies, what year did Old School come out? Let's see. Old School.
Brandon, do we have to, have one of those FaceTime dates where we just, put it on the screen and FaceTime
you guys,
and watch
it,
a movie
did not,
together?
It did not... Oh, we should absolutely do it. That's what we should do. We should live watch a movie together.
And then record it, and then and then release the tracks, and you could, count down, beep, then start it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Old School... Okay. Old School came out in 2003, when I would have been in junior high. Yeah.
Perfect.
Dude, I got 2003. That just triggered something with me because I was reading an article today. I mean, everybody knows, all you guys know, and to all the new listeners, I'm a little bit of a Spider-Man nerd. And so I saw an article today about the new Spider-Man coming out in February that's not technically Spider-Man, it's Madam Web. And it's kind of a side story of Spider People. And the article was titled, Madam Web is a period piece. And the first sentence was set in the year 2003. And I threw my phone. I could not, a period piece 2003. I am so mad right now.
When you say Madam anything followed by period piece, I'm like, is there not? I mean, if that's what it's about, if it's about menstruation, then I'm not too immature for that or whatever, but you can't say madam anything followed by period piece. Then we can get to your outrage after that.
They have to get creative with the web.
Yes.
She just balls up a bunch of web,
the web
and
is
then.
Designed.
All right.
You have to be creative. Listen, this was 2003. They didn't have all the products back then that they have now.
I read a super interesting article about why movies all look the same now, where it's really difficult to distinguish a movie that would have come out in 2000, the only way that you can distinguish what came out in the early 2000s versus a movie that came out today is by the technology that the people are using in the actual film, right? Because at least in the article, they were talking about how in the 70s, the 70s had such a distinct style or so many distinct styles within it that they could very easily make a movie in the 70s set in the 60s. And you would immediately know that that movie was set in the 60s because the style was so different. Same in from the 70s to the 80s and the 80s to the 90s as cultures become so much more homogenous and so much more blending of styles and with the internet one style becomes the predominant one, not across the globe, and it takes a lot longer for that to change in a significant way. It's interesting. So it was a really interesting, I'm trying to imagine, other than the technology that they would use and maybe some of the language that they would use in a movie like Madam Web set in 2003, how else would they differentiate anything in that time than other than like chunked awkward middle hair, schooler.
Like the just like, yeah, like very yeah. like just niche like style that would be like they could still be pulled off now, but would you would see back then like lots of like
right.
flat ironed bangs and stuff like that probably or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what were people wearing at a My Chemical Romance? Suicide Girls, that was like a thing, right? Back then, like that type of.
Yeah. Oh, for me, so let's see, 2003 would have been my my hymn hoodie with the thumb holes pre-cut out in it, right?
But still, but like now you're wearing a hoodie. Well,
Siege was mad about that.
Bye, Siege. All right. Yeah, now you're still wearing a hoodie? Oh, he's back. Hi.
You there?
Hello? Well?
Uh-huh.
He's having problems. But anyway, you're still wearing a hoodie. I still wear a hoodie every day.
There we go. Yeah. I'm back.
Yeah. And and nothing has really changed that much from then, I guess.
No, I'm like the only difference between the black hoodie that I'm wearing right now and the black hoodie that I wore in 2003
is 21 years.
Is 21. It's exactly like there's no pre-cut out thumb holes, but I guarantee that you could still walk into a Hot Topic or a Zoomies and buy that sweatshirt. You know what I mean?
Wow. All right. Well, Siege looks like he just got nibbled on the ween by a tiny fish or something like that.
It was a large fish. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well. Someone's threatened here. All right, that's good. Anyway, kind of peddling out here on the end. Anyone have any hellacious things to say or anything else?
You know, I was thinking like earlier today, like you know how I've been pounding all sorts of like weird South American and Caribbean foods and stuff like
not
that.
Not people.
You guys have yes, I've been pounding a lot of Caribbeans and South Americans. You guys have the. You guys ever hear the app Too Good To Go?
No.
No.
Like, it's supposedly not that brand new, but it's kind of brand new to me. Like, I've only used it for, like, 6 months or so. But it's basically you can, like, find any... You can find, like, any restaurant around here who uses it. They do, like, instead of throwing away all their food at the end of the night, they make you, like, these giant platters of, like, whatever it is that they have. And... You get like $50 worth of food for like $6 and you just go pick it up at the end of the night. Like that's how I was eating all that stuff. And I'm just over here looking at my yogurt and I'm just like, I don't even want to eat that. I'm just so full of Brazilian steak right now.
Too Good To Go, everybody. You learned some. What did we learn this week? Download Too Good To
Go. There you go.
A free plug. Wow.
You can even do it in the morning and just get like all the pastries at like a deli.
You think Taco Bell is part of it? Because like I could probably eat $40 or $50 worth of the Taco Bell right now.
There's a pizza place around me that will give you like two large pies for like $6, and they're like legit pizzas. They're not just like some like crap pizza.
Do you have to get the app to figure out like what restaurants in your what? How many horny restaurants in my area are wanting to give me? all of their extra food.
I mean, I have no idea if you can like look up on a website or something like that, but I literally just open this thing up wherever I am and just find places.
Wow.
It's just like amazing. I was just thinking about that because I was like, man, I know it's late, but I wonder if there's anything else open because I'm still hungry.
I'm eating a bunch of almost expired Activia. It is giving me diarrhea and solving my diarrhea at the same time.
But now I'm hungry again.
My yogurt is diarrhea neutral.
Curses! Jamie Lee Curtis!
Nerd talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.